Oh, welcome back here to Hawcock Park. Now I've been joined by a man that's probably using this as a bit of a pre-season preparation, of course, getting prepared for the 2023-24 season in, of course, the Northern Premier League Premier Division now with Workington Reds, and that is Brad Hubbell. And Brad, I mean, you've just been on, you've just been involved in your first stint of the game. First of all, I mean, an hour played, no break in between. I mean, how much mentally does that take to be prepared for when you're used to having that little bit of a breather after 45 minutes?
It was quite a good laugh to see a lot of the lads again and just get to keep each other going. Bit of a slower pace, which is nicer, but it's the dreaded night shift you don't look forward to there. That's the time when it gets hard and that's when it mentally gets to you, but everyone just drags each other through from both sides, so it'll be interesting to see what happens a bit later on. Bodies tire.
I suppose it's one of those there, I mean, I just said jokingly, using it maybe as a bit of preparation, but I mean, I suppose you could play in hundreds of football games across 90 minutes of matches. None of them would prepare you for what you're having to endure for this today.
No, you can't train for this. It's not the nicest thing I could get involved in. Last 2 years have been grim in the middle of the night, but then when you finally get to the last few hours, it's all worth it. Everyone just keeps dragging each other through, it's brilliant. It's a great causes the money's going towards, and likes of Rudders, Gilly and Ricky said fantastic to get it organised again. It takes a lot of doing, and like we say, we've got a lot of new faces this year. A lot of people are going to get some sore bodies by Monday when they go to work.
I suppose it's one of those, isn't there, you say about the camaraderie, and you see people pitching up tents, not just of course for the players, but even some of the players' families as well, to be involved and actually stay here and show support.
Yeah, it's massive for the families. I think they do love it. I had a little boy, Barry, who was only one the first year, not even one, and now he was one last year, and now he's two. So he's been to all three. He was just with me just before. So just going to go around and see him shortly and see how he's doing. I said, but hopefully he'll be kicking a ball soon. So let's see if this will still be running in another 10 and 20 years. Maybe he's involved.
I was going to say, will it be the case of son coming on to replace the father to give you a bit of a breather?
Don't know how many more years I've got left yet. Hopefully, I've said to Rudders, this will be my last year if I want to start playing a bit longer, hitting 30 last month. So we'll see how it goes.
It must be just that big test of endurance though, isn't it? Just to get yourself not just physically prepared, but I mean mentally prepared as well. As you say, that midnight slot where, you know, it's dark, there's nobody around, not even a case of hearing the noise of traffic going past or anything like that.
Yeah, it's the first time we've done it up Hawcock. I've been at Furnace Cabs the first year. Barrow football was great surface, playing on there. Cheers, guy. To play it up here this year, it'll be interesting to see on a bit of a hill at the back, so we'll see if we can avoid the wind. It's not meant to be nice come midday tomorrow, but we'll hopefully avoid a few thunderstorms. So hopefully we'll get through it, keep each other motivated. There's a lot of funny lads here, a lot of lads in the middle of the night who just come out with some comments and just keeps you going through them little stints.
Any words of advice from any of your Workington teammates about being involved in something like this?
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not pretty, it's not nice on your body.
I suppose that's a big thing, isn't it? Getting yourself back ready as well for what's going to be a good season for yourself.
Yeah, I can't wait. I said I've only got a few years left, and for us to finally get what we deserved and get that promotion was massive. It was a silly mistake for me to leave last year when Granger came back in. I should have stayed. And obviously me going back and the lads taking me in again with a bit of tongue-in-cheek and a few little silly comments here and there, but you've got to take that. And couldn't have asked for anything more with the lads getting through in the playoffs, showing the character, showing the mentality. Got some cracking players that should be playing at a higher level up there. So he said, for us to go into the league above, we're going to go in there. We're not going to be resting our laurels. We've got a cracking squad. We want to go higher. There's no doubt about it. We spoke about it. We've already said we want to be fighting with the top of the league for next year.
And certainly the right kind of manager to get you up there, the success that he seems to be bringing to the club.
Oh, absolutely. Style of play. People don't believe you can play football at that level, but you can, and they'll have a shock. Doesn't matter what pitch. It's his philosophy. If you don't refuse to play that way, or you don't want to keep the ball, you don't want to play out from the back, he'll take you off. Did it to me this year. Wasn't getting on the ball enough. I got took off. I deserved it, and took it on the chin, and I had to bounce back for the rest of the season and try and fight my way back in. So.
I'm back on it today. Some fantastic causes involved, of course, one of which being that Barrow Future Stars and maybe another Brad Hubbard, another one looking to try and push into football in that way.
Well, hopefully a lot better player than me, but there is a few talented lads. It's just where we live. It's a killer, isn't it? So for Rudders, when he first brought up the idea, I remember he mentioned it to me as part of the charity work that we do, and I thought, what a cracking idea that is. And for him to be the main person running that, it's the right type of person to do it. He's got his heart in the right place, so great guy. And again, as you can see, running this for the third year, I know this week running up to it, he's been pulling his hair out, but then he's got there in the end. Everyone's here today. You can see the turnout around the pitch. And he said it'll only get better, especially tomorrow when we're coming towards the close. We usually have great numbers watching and egging players on. So, yeah, great causes.
All best of luck with it, Brad, and all the best going forward.
Cheers. Thank you, Adam.